Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. You know it's Champagne Tuesday up in here. Every day is a champagne day, baby. Why is every day a champagne day? Because every day is a special day, my darlings. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you, broadcasting live from the Windy City, it is a little rainy today, a little cloudy, raining, just a little sprinkles, nothing real big and huge, nothing to cry about, my darlings. But listen, it's 59 degrees. Yes, let me tell you, it's going to be a blast of a show on today. I am so excited all up in here. Let me tell you, it is October 25th. 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah, I know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to the home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet, which is based in Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun Patwari. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two special flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is CEO and founder of Gumba Rum, darling. It is a wicked spoof, honey. Let me tell you something, honey. It is good. Please do shop GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Now, let me tell you something. I got some super hot bad music on today. Oh, mother. Y'all better hold on. Put on your seatbelts and hold on, babe. We about to take off real fast. Independent artist MB is on air today, and independent artist IM Zeke is in the house, baby. Listen, come on, engineer, got music. Who listening to this music on today? Who is listening? Come on. Come on. Wow. Baby. Come on. You better know it. Yeah. Oh. Come on, people all over the world is hearing the music on today. It is a champagne day. It is a celebration on today. Let me tell you something. I'm going to kick it off right up in here. But before I get down with the music, baby, independent artist MB got something bad, special. Oh, my God. Lessons learned. Let me tell y'all something. While you're on Facebook, do me a little favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate it. I'm going to spin that number in one moment, honey, and you are going to enjoy lesson. It is lesson learned. Let me tell you something up in here. I already got a life lesson. Y'all know Mama always got some life lessons. But, honey, let me tell you this. Before I get into the music, because it's going to be Boss Sauce on today. And also, independent artist, I am Z-I, yeah, baby. But let me tell you about this artist. He has a book out. Christopher Dotson. It is D-O-D-S-O-N, Christopher Dotson. Also, let me give you his website. Christopher, and the middle name is L-E-I-G-H, and then Dotson.com. Once again, his website is Christopher Lee, L-E-I-G-H, Dotson.com. If you check out his website, you will have an opportunity to check out all of his work. He is an author. Now, listen, let me tell you something. Now, the book, his website is currently under construction, but you'll still be able to see the book, Magic in a Tub. Magic in a Tub. I love that title. I still like that title very much. Magic in a Tub. Magic in a Tub. So, listen, go to Amazon. I want you guys to go over to Amazon. You can check out his book, Magic in a Tub. Yeah, listen, let me tell you something. It is a great book. It is really, really, really awesome, Magic in a Tub. I love the title, and I want you guys to check it out. And so, listen, before I get into the music, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to read a little bit from the book. And also, it is a fantasy. He's a fantasy fiction author. So Mr. Dotson, D-O-D-S-O-N, is a fantasy fiction author. Fantasy fiction author. You can find his work at Amazon.com. Once again, you can find his book at Amazon.com, Magic in a Tub. I'm going to read a little bit from the book. Now, listen. Come in close. We're going to have a little short story time from Magic in a Tub. Listen, the strong and surreal story their grandmother tells them captures their interest as she recounts the tale of one brave and plucky girl facing down her own personal tragedy and demons before attempting to shine, both in the real world and her dream world, all with the help of a good friend. Adventure, thrills, and twists await the children as Grandma relates the mysterious tale, only to give them yet another big surprise right toward the end of their stay. Now, that's just a little bit from Magic in a Tub, but I want you guys to go over on Amazon.com and check out Magic in a Tub. Once again, the author's name is Christopher. Middle name is L-E-I-G-H, Dotson, D-O-D-S-O-N. I want you guys to check that out. Now, listen. We're going to get down with some good music, okay? So up first is independent artist MB, and the name of the song, I love this song. I love this song. It has a really, really strong message in the song, and you guys, it's really going to appreciate this song. She has a strong message in the song. The name of the song is Lesson Learned, and it's going to speak to your soul. I promise you it's going to speak to your soul. It is fantastic. Take a listen to Lesson Learned.
I've learned to forgive.
right. That is lesson learned, lesson learned, lesson learned. That is lesson learned by independent artist MB. I love that song. Let me tell you something. That song has a story behind it, and it speaks volume. It's speaking to women. Let me tell you something. Let me give you a little bio on MB. She's a Filipina-American singer-songwriter who hails from Las Vegas, Nevada. Her debut single, Lesson Learned, is a capstone track in her forthcoming album titled Lessons Learned. Her music stems from sessions on acoustic guitars that capture a series of life lessons learned related to her hopes, dreams, and expectations. And let me tell you also, I want to mention this as well about the song Lessons Learned. It shares one of the most difficult lessons she had to learn. So it's her song is like a personal journey, right? It's like a personal journey, something that she went through. So listen, the song is dedicated to survivors of domestic violence and abuse in all forms. It's a reminder that sometimes the most painful scars are those unseen. But most importantly, it's a reminder that we are what? We are resilient. We are resilient. Let me tell you something. This song, now I want to kind of piggyback off of yesterday. I had an artist on the show, and I played his music. Now, I'm still talking about MB and her song, Lessons Learned. Y'all stay with the star right now. Listen, y'all know I'm a life coach, right? So listen, stay with the story. I had an artist on the show yesterday, and I played his music, and I'm telling you, I listened to the song, and I said, you know what? This music is really, I says to the artist, you should really think about trying out for American Idol or America's Got Talent, something like that, because his song was just fantastic, fabulous. You know what he tells me today? He sends a message today, and it's on the reviews on my page, so I'm not making this up. I could not make this up. He tells me, now I didn't know this. I just said it on the show that, you know, you're so good. Your talent is really good. You could do television. America's Got Talent. You could win hands down or do American Idol. He tells me this morning his music is being licensed for television and film right now in the works. Let me tell you something. So I'm saying that to let you know that this is not a joke. This is for real. When I listen to different individuals' music and I say that, I am not kidding you. The words is just not falling out of my mouth. So I have a lot to say about MB and Lesson Learned because so many women and so many individuals do go through domestic violence, and I've seen it a lot growing up, you know, from childhood, growing up, you know, on the west side of Chicago, growing up in the hood or whatever you want to call it, the ghetto. So listen, domestic violence is the same no matter whether you see it in a neighborhood of low income, whether you see it in a neighborhood of well-to-do, affluent neighborhoods, it is the same. It's painful, right? So it is painful no matter where it happens. It's still the same. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying about Lessons Learned, she is speaking to different individuals because domestic violence has the same face. It's painful. Now, listen, with this particular song, I could see her doing, you know, I'm not sure if some of you guys have watched, the life coach, Yama Van Sant, and she does this show. I think that's what I heard, that it ended. Fix Your Life, I think the show ended, but she does a fantastic job. So, listen, I'm saying that to say this to MB and Lessons Learned. With what she's doing with that song with domestic violence and abuse, she could do a type of TV show. It's not afraid. Don't be afraid to think big, to think big and think larger than the song, because this song is going to help a lot of people because she's singing about domestic violence, and a lot of people suffer in silence. And so why not have, and I'm telling you, I would be totally on board with this. So listen, I would be totally on board to help out with this and get it going. So listen, the point is this. I could totally see a show, a TV show, or not, if you don't even want to, things, it takes time to do a TV show. So if you even started out with having a non-for-profit organization, right, well, women come together. They may not want to talk out in therapy with one. Maybe they want to, they would come together with different individuals that's been through it. Sometimes it's easier to talk in a group setting with different individuals that's been through it. And so you might want to start out with a non-profit organization where different individuals come together in maybe a log cabin, have something, you know, maybe once a year or once a month, or you come together and you have these little retreats, and it's for healing of the soul. See, listen, when you go through domestic violence, not only are you being wounded in your spirit and your soul, it, of course, it's going to affect your mind, right? It affects your mind. So listen, and like she says, the most painful scars are those that's unseen, and that is so very true. So listen, And the reason I can speak passionately about this is because I grew up with it, not in my house. Not in my house. Domestic violence did not happen in my house. So what I'm saying is a lot of neighbors, it was going on in the neighborhood, you know, different ones that was married across the street next door. So we heard it. As a child, I heard it, you know, because the person that's living next door to us, you can hear it through the gangway, right? And so the husband is beating up the wife, you know, and it's always happening. You hear a hollering, screaming. And so this is real. I'm not telling you about something that someone told me. This is real life stories, right? And you cannot make that up. And so the lady next door to us, she was constantly being abused all the time. And she would run out of the house crying, and she would be downstairs, you know, and sometimes I would be coming out of the, I was a kid, you know, about 10, 12, 13 years old, like that. I'd be coming out of my house, and she would be downstairs crying and bleeding, you know, and I'm like, oh, and I'd be trying to talk to her, you know, and she said, oh, I'm okay, you know, and then, you know, the lady across the street, the same thing, her husband would beat her up all the time. So listen, domestic violence, I am telling you, it does not matter what type of community you live in. If it's low income or in a community of affluent neighborhoods, it's still the same. Painful. And then, you know, my best friend, she went through it, you know. And for God's sakes, I don't know why women just don't walk away. But when my best friend, I'm telling you this story for a reason, listen. But my best friend, she wouldn't leave because a lot of times with domestic violence, it's for financial reasons. That was her story. She would not walk away from the husband because she was a wife that did not work. Sometimes she would work part-time jobs. She would not work. But listen, and she wouldn't leave him. This man would beat her all the time. He would pull a gun out on her, put it in her purse. He would tell her he's going to kill her, yada, yada, yada. And I'm telling you, she still would not leave him. And so listen, what I'm saying to this, lessons learned, you don't become whole until you walk away. You got to walk away and get whole. And sometimes it takes the strength of other people, you know, in the setting. And so I think it would be phenomenal to have a setting where different individuals can come together who have been through domestic violence and they want to get away and they don't know what to do. And so I think a not-for-profit organization, I'm speaking this to MB, and maybe you don't want to do this by yourself. Maybe you want some other individuals to help you out and get it going. Honey, I'm there. I'm that kind of person. I'm there. I just don't sit around and talk about it. I believe in hands-on. You know what I'm saying? So listen, that song, Lessons Learned, is really probably bigger than what you imagine because a lot of people do go through domestic violence. I am telling you what's the God-heaven truth. So listen, that would be a great thing to do. A non-for-profit organization called LessonsLearned.org. LessonLearned.org. LessonLearned.org. And listen, let me tell you this. She has a great video on YouTube, the song Lesson Learned. She's got a great video. It is phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. You can't get whole in the situation. You get whole out of the situation when you can focus on yourself and work on yourself away, right, from the pain of what's going on with the abuse. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up. It is independent artist IMZZIIMZZI. So listen, this one is called Who Told? Who Told? I want y'all to check this out. Take a listen to Who Told.
Who told? Who told you that? Who told? Who told you that? Who told? Who told you that? Told you that I am not when I told you I am and I came in and stopped. Look, no wickedness, no fear. Yes, I be in the atmosphere when I travel through the land. Know my name. Yes, I am Z and I claim in the name of my Father's name. Yeshua HaMashiach, yes it's the same yesterday, tomorrow, yes today. Coming in and now I'm showing you I slay. Who told you I am not when I say I am? Stop. Yeah, take a look at my watch, I'm on time. I'm never late, never too early. Right on time, yes, I be on spot, on point. Yes, I look to my left and my right in the day and the night. Yes, I'm on sight, observing everything. Looking and listening and feeling. Sensitive
Curiosity is a part about of me. I feel all of your energy. Whether you are here or disappear, if I come into the area, yes, I will appear. See my face, I am he. Even from the gray hairs on your head, oh lady. No answer, it's a maybe. No more debating, because I am King of Kings. Yes, I am the Lord of Lords. Yes, I honor my word. Is the B-I-B-L-E. It speaks about me. I changed my name, now call me Z. Not from this realm. Yes, I'm heavenly, cause my father gave it and instilled it in me. I'm the Abraham seed. Yes, I am the tree that was in the middle of the garden of Eden. Then days Adam and Eve. Wish that they would have really, really listened to me. Who told?
All right, that is Who Told by independent artist Z.I.Z. That is Who Told, Who Told, Who Told. And I do have some more music that's coming up from independent artist Z.I.Z. Let me tell you something. This band is about creating music that is thought-provoking. It is not about toe-tapping. So listen, he has a bigger picture of things, why he's creating the music that he creates. It's not about toe-tapping, and it's not about, you know, feel good, even though we listen to the music and it makes us think, because you really got to listen to get the message that he's sending across in the music, right? So it's not about rap. It's not about hip-hop culture. His music is really about truth, T-R-U-T-H. And when the reason why I say truth, T-R-U-T-H, because no matter who is reading the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, let me say this, no matter who is reading the Bible, no matter where you are reading the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, right, it is still the truth, because the Bible, no matter what you think about somebody, or no matter what you think about a different Christian group, no matter what you think about religion, you know, everyone has their opinions about different different groups, you know, like Catholic, they got their opinion about the Catholic Church. People have an opinion about Jehovah's Witnesses. People have an opinion about non-denominational. People got an opinion about sanctification. People got an opinion about Baptist. So no matter what your denomination, people have an opinion. So I'm going somewhere with this. But you cannot have an opinion about the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, because the Bible is the truth. No matter what you say about somebody else and what they're doing and what they think or what they believe, you cannot have an opinion, because the truth is the truth is the truth, right? And so when you read the Bible, as he says, the B-I-B-L-E, it is the truth across the board. You cannot take away, you cannot add to the Bible, because it is the truth, right? The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, is the only Bible in the world that is fulfilling itself. It is a prophetic book letting you know what is coming in the future, right? There is no other book. Now listen. You have, what was this guy's name? Nostradamus. Nostradamus, he was supposed to be a great prophetic person, you know, that wrote all these books. And listen, let me tell you something about prophecy. No matter who has the gift of prophecy, a true gift that comes from God, right? It is coming forth out of the mouth of the person. But listen, it is not the person that is speaking. It is God, because God places different gifts within the person. Let me say, oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't mean to go this way. Now, y'all know I'm a life coach, been trained and whatever. I ain't got time to go through all the phenomenals about who trained me and yada, yada, yada. But the point is this. A lot of times people got a problem with the person. It does not change the value and the authenticity of the gift. See, the gift does not change. When God put a gift down in the person, the gift is going to work no matter what anybody else has to say about it. A lot of times people will look at your skin, they'll look at your face, and they won't like the person, but they want the gift that's down on the inside. You got a lot of different people. You got two different people. Some people just want the gift that's down on the inside of you, and then you got another type of person that will reject you because of the gift that's in you, but it does not change the gift from operating that God put put down in you, because that is what he wants that person to do. And so it doesn't change the course of somebody's opinion. So listen, the course does not change because of somebody's opinion. Oh, Jesus Christ. So listen, it's simple. It's simple. It's simple. The Bible, the Bible, the Bible is the truth. It is the truth. So the B-I-B-L-E, it is the truth. And listen, everybody on the face of the earth right about now need to be reading the Bible. Now listen, me too. A lot of times I get so busy and I don't have time to, I shouldn't say don't have time, because we're supposed to make time for the Word of God. I get up early. I get up running. I get up out of the bed running. I really do. So listen, and a lot of times this one person sends me a scripture. I told you guys a story before, and I'll read that verse, and that'll end up being my verse for the day because I read that verse. So listen. Oh, you guys got something out of it. So listen, we shouldn't be going around rejecting people, right? Because God has put within them what he wants them to do, regardless of what you think about the person. So it is what it is, what it is. I got another song that's coming up. This one is called Damage. Damage by independent artist IMZ. Zeke gave us a big lesson on today behind two. Who told, didn't he? He gave us a real huge lesson. So listen, this is Damage. Take a listen to this.
Go.
Moving and shaking, look at you behind the phone, all y'all faking and jaking. The earth is quaking underneath me, and I make some noise. I can handle all the hate with elegance and poise. Had in my glass, but I'll make a picture with the stars. What I had is still a piece of art. What you thought it was, not exactly what it is. Now I'm out here and handling all my business.
Black magic, yeah, let me get in and back with it. Move with my left and my right feet. Yes, I do what I speak. I be the head and the cheek. You left me, damn it. Yeah, in the cranium, I'm a savage. I'm coming and you eat up the cabbage with the cornbread, and I'm dibbling dabbing. On my pad, I write it down. Yeah, I'm coming in. Give me my crown, king. Yeah, I come in like Billie Jean, because he told me I will be dancing on the scene. Now I'm coming in on the scene. 1, 2, 3. You're coming directly from me. It's sent out evidence. Yes, I put it down the blueprint, written to you long ago. You love me, damn it. Why did you do it? Wasn't you influenced? Motivated by what I teach, preach. Yeah, I'm coming now, hear me speak my truth. Knowledge is what it be. Love me, damn it, out in the world in the street. Lonely by myself, yeah, I will see that you came in. Now I win, you defeated. I gave consequence to what it is, put it in sequence. Didn't you know the thirst I quench? I'm the bread of life and I never quit. Move slow, move quick, get in the mix. Tune in to Andrew Radio. Move in, not fast but slow. Patiently, they walking through the snow. River going through, yes I'm true. I told you that I was gonna bring it directly to you. Cold is winter ever. Weather, yeah. Through any type of weather, like feather, feather in with the pen, light like a feather.
All right, that is Damage, Damage, Damage by independent artist IMZ. ZI is a musical salute and musical celebration for independent artist MB and independent artist IMZ. ZI, I got some more music that's coming up a little bit later on today by artist MB and ZI. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time during this episode. It's been a stone cold blast, and it has been an eye-opener. And listen, y'all, I want you to remember, you know, everything that I said about independent artist MB and her song Lessons Learned. That is the God Heaven Truth. I really do hope that she thinks about that, lessonslearned.org. I think it would be a huge success, and it's something that we need because people need healing. People need healing. And you know what? We all need healing. In one form or another, we all need healing from something. We need to be whole. And sometimes we need emotional healing. And so emotional healing is healing on the inside. We need inner healing, right? So inner healing is the healing that heals us on the inside, our emotions. So sometimes our emotions are all over the place. Let me tell you something. Oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't mean to go this way. Listen, I'm going to say this real quick. Sometimes people walk around with their emotions being all over the place because of what they've been through in their life, okay, right? So now you can follow that really easy and really simple. A lot of times, a person, listen, I'll use myself. You know, I'm very transparent. I've been through a heck of a life, a lot during my lifetime, right? I have been through the mill, right? When I'm saying I've been through the mill, it's almost like I have been dragged across the farmer's acres, right? Now, you know, it's just like this when you have a hoe. When you're a farmer and you got to dig up the ground, 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 right? Then you put the seeds down there, and I'm telling you the story, stay with the story. You put the seeds down in the ground, then you cover it up. Sometimes when you go through life, you feel like you're those seeds that's been down in the ground, then somebody covers you up and nobody can see you, right? And so when you go through a lot in your lifetime, you feel that way. And if you never get healed on the inside, you'll be feeling some kind of way all the time, right? And then a little triggers will come up. Things will happen to somebody to say something. It has nothing to do with the other person. They don't know nothing about no triggers. They don't know nothing about what you've been through, right? And so when they say something, it'll trigger something that happened in the past. And that's why healing is necessary, inner healing, to heal your emotions, to stabilize it, right? Because you can't keep going through your life with your emotions all over the place. So listen, when you're feeling like you're down in that ground and the dirt is all covered up and you feel like nobody can see you, that's a bad feeling, right? And so listen, in order to get those seeds to grow up and to sprout up, you got to be healed. You got to be healed. That's the only way those seeds are going to come up and sprout up and for you to do what you're supposed to do and for your purpose to come to fruition, right? And so you got to have inner healing to heal those emotions. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, and I'll come back later on today, right? In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
soul. You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.